You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese. Brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the one and only Pack Daddy. And I'm your host, JJ Leahy. Follow me on Twitter at JJLAHEY. It's Lions week. We've got another divisional matchup following the heels of our stunning victory against the incredibly weak defense of the Minnesota Vikings. The Packers scored a league-high 43 points in week one. As you may have heard, Aaron Rodgers had his best game since 2010, according to his PFF grade. Now, there's a chance he could repeat his performance this week against Detroit. And that's because Detroit, similar to the Vikings, is missing an entire secondary. Now, one difference is that the Lions are missing their secondary because of injury. The Vikings, on the other hand, just don't have any cornerbacks. Speaking of injury, right guard Lane Taylor is out for the entire season, again, and Mr. Kenny Clark is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks. He has a groin injury that the Packers are keeping a closer eye on. Defensive tackle Dalen Mack, who we signed to the practice squad last week, has been released. I don't know what's wrong with the guy. Seemingly everywhere he goes, he's there for a half second, meets his coaches, and they boot him out the door. In his place, the Packers have signed Billy Winn. He's on the practice squad. He's a defensive tackle. Billy has not played in 3 years. He tore his ACL at the beginning of 2017 and has not been able to see the field since. Equanimeous St. Brown is also inactive for the Packers. However, given the performance that MVS, Alan Lazard, and Davante Adams turned in last week with 4 receiving touchdowns, it's entirely plausible that Equanimeous will not be missed even a tiny bit. Now, don't forget, it was this game last year, although it happened in Week 6, Detroit in Green Bay, that we saw the birth of the Lizard King. Davante had been out at that point for 2 weeks, nursing a lingering turf toe injury from the Philly game in Week 4, and as usual, the Packers struggled against the Lions. It's just a thing we do. Alan Lazard entered late in the game and caught a beautiful touchdown pass along the left sideline right after missing one in the exact same spot in the play before. That put the Packers back into position to finally kick a game-winning field goal as time expired. Now, this was also the infamous game in which the completely incompetent Booger McFarland convinced TV viewers everywhere, and Lions fans in particular, that the refs cheated the Lions out of a win. Just in case you forgot, there were 2 hands-to-the-face calls against Trey Flowers late in the fourth quarter. Now, the NFL did come out later and say that one of the calls was, in fact, bad. That would be the second one. Interestingly, Cleet Blakeman is the name of the head official for that game, and he is, again, the head official for this game. However, Jeff Rice is the referee who threw both of those flags against Trey Flowers. He retired at the end of the last season. But this is a week in which the Detroit Lions are playing football, and therefore is also a week in which Lions fans will be complaining about the refs. I kid you not, in my research for this episode, I wanted to get the names of those officials, the first article I came across by DetroitNews.com opens with this line, quote, "Sometimes the NFL is tone deaf." I'll give them that. 1 year after a pair of controversial officiating decisions cost the Detroit Lions an early season road win against the Green Bay Packers. Pay attention here. Quote, "Starting a downward spiral for the franchise, The league has assigned the same officiating crew to oversee this weekend's game between the two teams. No, the downward spiral started in the 1950s. This is far from the first time that I have seen Lions fans trying to blame their 3-12-1 record on that one call in the Packers game against Detroit. Never mind that going back to the beginning of last year, the Lions have held a fourth quarter lead in 16 out of their last 17 games, of which they've won three. Am I predicting a win for the Packers here? Absolutely not. We struggle against the Lions every time we face them, but I'm blaming fourth quarter collapses on bad coaching, not an NFL referee conspiracy. Admittedly, though, the Lions do have some bad luck coming their way right now, in the form of the injury report. Although they won't be facing Kenny Clark or Lane Taylor, the Lions will be missing Kenny Galladay for the second week in a row, which is good news for Green Bay. The star wide receiver makes a habit of eating up the Green Bay Packers secondary for breakfast. Cornerback Desmond Trufant is also out. Cornerback Daryl Roberts is questionable. He was limited in practice due to a calf injury. And safety C.J. Moore was also limited with a hamstring injury. That is a talented man right there. I hope he does not play. Tight end Hunter Bryant and guard Joe Dahl, tackle Halapalavati Vaitai, and defensive tackle Nick Williams, both questionable. Some good news for the Lions, they finally got cornerback Jeff Okuda, their first-round pick this year, activated for the game. However, this will be his NFL debut. Although I like Okuda and think he's very talented, I'm not expecting a ton from him in week two. He didn't play last week. All in all, it would not be surprising for the Packers to try a similar strategy to last week and attack the Lions deep downfield. That does it for today. Thank you so much for listening. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and follow the Packernet Podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been The Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.